Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. President Trump refuses to concede the election, and he is now turning his attention to Georgia's upcoming runoff. Trump planning to travel to campaign on behalf of Republican Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, who are seeking to retain their Senate seats. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports the outcome of the races will determine control of the Senate.
President Trump was responding to a story on the conservative website Newsmax, warning that Trump voters in Georgia may boycott the critical election. Trump tweeted, quote, "No, the 2020 election was a total scam. We won by a lot and will hopefully turn over the fraudulent result. But we must get out and help David and Kelly, two great people." There's already been a recount of the Georgia vote, which has showed no widespread fraud. The White House says Trump is scheduled to travel to Georgia a week from Saturday, December 5th. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
Another attempt by the outgoing Trump administration to undo the results of the November election has failed, this time in Pennsylvania, where Trump's campaign had sought to block President-elect Joe Biden from being declared the winner of its 20 electoral votes. Federal appeals court rejecting that appeal, citing a lack of evidence. Trump, who's refused to concede, continues to claim without evidence there was widespread voter fraud. Trump campaign attorney on Twitter says the next step will be an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. In Ohio and Kentucky, hospitals and healthcare workers have been overwhelmed by a growing number of coronavirus cases. As Corinne Boyer of member station WEKU reports, health officials in both states have continued public pleas to stop the spread.
More than 450 coronavirus patients were hospitalized in Ohio this week alone. One hospital's COVID-19 unit in rural southern Ohio filled up last week and couldn't find any larger hospitals to take its COVID-19 transfers. Kentucky broke its previous one-day record for new cases and reported more than 3,800 cases on Thanksgiving Day. Some hospitals in that state have reduced medical services to make room for more coronavirus patients.
The Trump administration has taken an important step toward weakening legal protections for migrating birds. NPR's Martin Costi reports the administration says the Migratory Bird Treaty Act of 1918 has been interpreted too broadly.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service now says that companies should be penalized only when they're, quote, purposeful in killing birds in hazards such as waste oil pits. Sarah Greenberger of the conservation group Audubon says the administration is trying to make its current hands-off attitude permanent.
The final rule change would remove any obligation for any industry to implement any best management practices.
Some companies say they'd try to protect birds anyway without the threat of penalties. The Trump administration rule could be published in a month. The incoming Biden administration could reverse it, but that would take time. Martin Costi, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow was up 37 points. The NASDAQ rose 111 points. The S&P 500 closed up 8 points today. This is NPR. A local official says a suicide bombing at an ice cream shop in Somalia's capital has killed at least 7 people and wounded at least 8 others, the bombing in Mogadishu being blamed on al-Shabaab, an al-Qaeda-linked extremist group. The attack occurring just hours after U.S. Secretary of Defense Christopher Miller visited the city to meet the U.S. ambassador and military personnel. A new study helps to explain how the brain promotes patience. NPR's John Hamilton has more on research in the journal Science Advances.
The study involved mice trained to poke their noses through a small hole and then wait for a treat. Scientists from the Okinawa Institute of Science and Technology wanted to know whether the mice would wait longer if their brains got a dose of serotonin, a chemical that helps regulate moods. So the researchers used a technique called optogenetics to deliver extra serotonin to brain areas involved in impulsive behavior. When the mice poked their noses through the hole and got extra serotonin, they were willing to wait longer. The scientists say it appears that the chemical makes the mice more confident that they will ultimately get a reward. As a result, the animals become more patient. John Hamilton, NPR News.
As millions of Americans go online this year looking for Black Friday deals in the traditional kickoff of the holiday shopping season, one group is urging shoppers not to forget small businesses in their communities. Small Business Saturday was created by American Express as a marketing initiative. It urges consumers to buy it locally this weekend. Many small businesses have found themselves struggling due to the coronavirus pandemic, especially as more people do their holiday shopping online. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.